If I asked you if you still do many things, you'd answer, yes, there, something.
Now, many things.
Okay, fine. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color
are they?
And the answer might be, the roses, something.
What? Red.
Okay, and in the present tense, the roses
are red.
Fine. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't. No, I have not.
Okay, fine. If I asked you, was it a nice day, and it had been a terrible day, you might answer, no, it's
an awful day.
Okay. Excuse me. And if I asked you, if I asked you if something was the case, you might say, yes, it was, or no, it
wasn't. That was not.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for somebody to do something, and if you see him about to do it, you might turn to the person next to you.
You shouldn't do it.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can or not, you could answer, well,
No.
Okay. Would you ever say, I might could do it, or I might can do
maybe.
It?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, now, when would you use an expression like might can or might could?
Well, if anybody asks me to do a certain thing, I say I might can do it, and I might not.
Mm-hmm. And that would be if you just weren't certain about it. Okay. What's another way to say, came close to doing something? You might say, I slipped and I didn't quite fall down, but I
fell down.
No, so you didn't quite fall down.
Oh,
you stumbled.
Almost.
Oh, good. Would you ever say I like to fall down or like to have fallen down?
I like to have fallen down. Yes.
Okay. Now you're through with the verbs. Now you can relax.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this next part is the part where for each question there'll just be one particular word that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is one.
Cent.
And a dime is? How many?
10 cents.
A man moved into a house in 1960 and he's lived there ever?
After.
Yes, sir. Or ever? Something begins
ever
with?
Ever since.
Fine. On December the 25th, you can say Christmas gift, or you can say Happy Christmas, or you can say?
Merry Christmas.
Fine. A weenie in a roll with ketchup and mustard is called a?
A weenie?
A hot dog.
Hot dog, yeah.
Okay. Jesus' parents were Joseph and? What's Jesus'
name? Mary.
Our first president was George?
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get?
Married.
After a man caught cold, his voice got like this. You say he was very
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
write a note.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in his car and go for a
ride.
An animal that looks kind of like a mule, but its ears are shorter. Is
jackass.
It's not shorter, but its ears are shorter. What kind of animal is it that people used to ride the most?
Horse.
Donkey.
Horse.
Yes, sir.
Horse?
Yes.
What was that question?
I didn't do a very good job of it. I asked you what looked like a mule but had shorter ears.
Oh.
At any rate, the word that I wanted you to say was horse, so that's fine. The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
Soft, thick,
light. Up in North Carolina, say a far.
A far, yeah, like a far board.
Yeah.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is?
Set. A soup.
Milk comes from a
cow.